Na, not. Aham, I. Vishanke, am afraid. Suraraja Vajrat, from the thunderbolt of the king of heaven, Indra. Na, nor. Takshashulat, from the piercing trident of Lord Shiva. Na, nor. Jamasya, of the superintendent of death. Jamaraj, Dandat, from the punishment. Na, nor. Agni, of fire. Arka, of the scorching heat of the sun. Soma, of the moon. Anila, of the wind. Bittapa, of the owner of riches. Kuvera, the treasurer of the heavenly planets. Astrat, from the weapons. Shanke, I am afraid. Bhrisham, very much. Brahmakula, the group of the Brahmanas. Abhamanat, from offending. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I do not care about the punishment of Jamaraj, the superintendent of death, nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kuvera. Yet I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I am very much afraid of this. Please repeat after me. My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I do not care about the punishment of Jamaraj, the superintendent of death, nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kuvera. Yet I am afraid of the offending a Brahmana. I am very much afraid of this. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Rupa Goswami at the Dashashwamedh Ghat at Prayag, he pointed out very clearly the seriousness of offending a Vaishnava. He compared the Vaishnava aparad to Hati Mata, a mad elephant. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it spoils all the fruits and flowers. Similarly, if one offends a Vaishnava, he spoils all his spiritual assets. Offending a Brahmana is very dangerous, and this was known to Maharaj Rahugana. He therefore frankly admitted his fault. There are many dangerous things: thunderbolts, fire, Jamaraj's punishment, the punishment of Lord Shiva's trident, and so forth. But none is considered as serious as offending a Brahmana like Jarabharat. Therefore, Maharaj Rahugana immediately descended from his palanquin and fell flat before the lotus feet of the Brahmana Jarabharat, just to be excused. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Nitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Nitangscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna Nahang Bishanke Suraraja Bajran Natraksha Shulan Najamasa Dandat Nagnarka Soma Nilavitta Pastrach Chanke Bhrishang Brahma Kulava Manat. My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I do not care about the punishment of Jamaraj, the superintendent of death, nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kuvera. Yet I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I am very much afraid of this. So, this chapter and last few chapters are describing the activities of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was the ruler of the entire earth planet. He left his kingdom, took to Vanaprastha life, went to the forest for spiritual advancement. And when performing his spiritual life in the forest on the bank of the river Saraswati, he attained a very, very exalted position of devotion. He reached the stage of transcendental attachment to the Lord, experiencing the transcendental emotions and ecstasy. But even from that stage, he fell down due to his attachment to a deer. And when the time came for him to leave his body, he thought of the deer. And what was the result? The result was that in his next life, he got the body of a deer. That's why you should be very careful with what kind of thought we live our body. And what would be our last thought? Our last thought will be our deepest attachment. Wherever deepest attachment is, that will be the last thought before we leave our body. So because Bharat Maharaj's attachment was, deepest attachment was to the deer, this baby deer, he thought of the deer at the time of death. And as a result of that, he got a body of a deer. But although he got the body of a deer, he was a Jatismar. He remembered his previous life's activities. Remembered everything from his previous life. So he very well recalled, he very well remembered his cause of his fall down. Just being attached to a deer. Therefore he didn't want to commit the same mistake again. So even though he was in a body of a deer, he was not even displaying his attachment to his dear mother or dear friends, dear brothers. Even as a deer, he maintained his detachment. He went to the same place, Pulahashram, where he was previously, and there he was spending his time just listening to the discussions of spiritual topics by the saintly personalities. And then in the next life, he was born as a pure devotee, Jarabharat. But in this life also, he was worried that he doesn't develop any attachment to his family members and so forth. So he started to pretend like a jara, as if he was inert, devoid of any intelligence. He started to behave like a retarded, mentally maimed person. And everyone thought him to be retarded. Only his father was very attached to him. Because usually parents are more attached to handicapped children. But his brothers, after his father's death, his brother deprived him of his family inheritance, drove him out of the house. Or first they started to make him work very hard. All the hard work was given to him. And then they gradually got rid of him, drove him out of the house. And Jarabharat, still he was completely unperturbed. He started to move around. Some people would tell him that, look, you do this for me, you'll get some food. He happily did that for him. Just became a kind of menial servant of the whole village. Then one day he was guarding the field. Sometimes the wild animals come at night and destroy the crop. So they keep someone to guard the field. There's a way to, when they see the animals coming, they start beating a metal can or something. Make some metallic sound to drive out the animals. So Jarabharat was guarding the field in this way. Then some dacoits came at that new moon night, dark moonless night. They were about to kill or offer a human being to Goddess Kali. And the person they selected to offer to Kali, that person ran away. So they were looking for somebody to offer to Kali, and they came across Jarabharat in the middle of the field. So they thought, okay, we can offer this person to Goddess Kali. So they got him. Even then Jarabharat is not at all concerned, not at all perturbed. He was completely composed. That is the mood, that is the sign of a devotee. He is completely composed, completely unperturbed, in the face of greatest calamity. Here these people are going, these dacoits are going to slaughter him in front of Kali, but he is not at all affected by that. They bathed him, then decorated him with putting tilak and things, not Vaishnav tilak, like marks with sindoor, red marks, and put a garland of Java flower, the red flower, around his neck. And then put him into the Jupa Kashta, where the neck is secured to be slaughtered. It's a U-shaped wooden frame. This put the person and lock him up with a stick running through two holes through the frame. And as they were about to kill Jadabharat, offered Jadabharat to Kali. Kali appeared personally from breaking the form that they have created. Clay, a murti of Kali. From that murti, Kali appeared. And picked up the chopper from the hands of the dacoit and she started to slaughter all these dacoits. Most of the dacoits were killed and some of the dacoits just managed to run away. So that is the situation of a devotee, Vaishnava. He himself doesn't do anything to defend himself. But the Lord and his energy, Mahamaya, gives him all protection. Vishnu Dutas give him all protection. And in that respect, in relation to Ajamil's story, Prabhupada pointed out that the Vishnu Dutas are patrolling everywhere. Vishnu Dutas are everywhere. Just as police patrol in the driving around in the car, Vishnu Dutas are also hovering around. And whenever they see that a Vaishnava is in distress, they'll immediately come and take care. Just as they took care of Ajamil from the Jamadutas. But here, Kali, to whom these dacoits are going to offer Jadabharat as a sacrifice, Kali herself could not tolerate this tribulation, this persecution of a devotee. She came out and started to kill the dacoits. Then Jadabharat kept on wandering around after that, completely unperturbed, completely detached from everything. That is the mood of a Paribrajak. Just traveling, wandering from place to place without any concern for anything. Not even asking for food from anybody. Like Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri did not even, when he was traveling, he did not even ask for food from anybody. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Rajbihari Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So in this way, Jadabharat was just wandering around. And at that time, the king, Rohugana, he was the king of Sindhu Sobid. Sindh is, which is province of Sindh, is still there, is Sindhu, the valley on the river of Sindh. Sindhu, and next to that is the province of Sobid. So he was the king of Sindhu Sobid. And very powerful king. He was being carried in a palanquin. Sometimes the kings, generally the kings go on chariots or horses. But sometimes when they go out on some auspicious occasion, then they don't go use chariot or horses. They are carried in a palanquin. Like when Ramananda Roy went to take bath in Ganges, in Godavari, how did he go? Carried in a palanquin. So we have to understand that Rohugana was going to perform some spiritual activity, that's why he is being carried in a palanquin. And in the palanquin, they needed, the captain of the palanquin bearers felt the need for one strong man to carry the palanquin. For some reason, maybe one person was missing. One of the bearers didn't show up. And so he was looking for a qualified person. Now he saw Jadabharat. It has been described that Jadabharat was very healthy and strong. Although he was not eating, although he was just not caring for food or shelter, but his body was very strong. As if Mother Nature was caring for him. So he thought that, oh, this is a strong man, he'll be a good bearer of the palanquin. But when he was carrying the palanquin on the way, Jadabharat saw some, or some ants, and he didn't want to step on the ant, because in that case the ants would be killed. So he's generally, when they carry the palanquin, the steps must match. And they sing some songs to keep the beat. That's how they keep the steps. Now, they're keeping the pace, like putting the steps in harmony, in order. But Jarabada's steps were not matching. As a result of that, the palanquin started to shake. So the king got very upset. And he started to call him names, Jarabharat names, and chastising him. Generally the kings are in a mode of passion. They get very angry very quickly. But then Jarabharat, for the first time, he started to give him started to speak on spiritual topic. And from the speech, King Rohugana could recognize that he is a self-realized soul. He is a pure devotee of the Lord. Although he appears to be like a madman, appears to be like a no good vagabond, but he recognized that he is the pure devotee of the Lord. Jarabharat simply pointed out the sum and substance of his presentation to the king was that who are you calling all that? You are addressing, whatever you are saying, a stupid, useless, rascal, good for nothing. You are addressing to the body. But I am not affected by that, because I am not in my bodily platform. And similarly, you also shouldn't be on a bodily platform. Now that you got the human form of life, take advantage of it. So in this case, you can see that Jarabharata was actually bestowing his mercy upon the king. That's why he spoke. He took pity upon Rahugana. I'm sure he saw some good qualities in Rahugana, that's why. And immediately King Rahugana recognized, and he felt very guilty, and that's why now he is speaking like this. He's saying that, look, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of Indra's Bajra, Lord Shiva's trident, Jamraj's danda, Kubera's weapons, fire, wind, cold, heat. I'm not afraid of anything. The only thing I'm afraid of is offending a Brahmana. Brahma kula abamanat. Abamanat means offense. And Brahma kula, one who is born in a Brahma kula, one who is situated, not born, situated in a Brahma bhuta platform. So Brahma bhuta, Brahmana is not by birth. That's another thing that Prabhupada pointed out time and time again. In the other ages, there may have been the Brahmanas born in the Brahmana families. But in Kali Yuga is the age of Varna Shankara. It's all mixed up. There is, and on top of everything, there is no Brahmana. Ashuddha Ashudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Sambhava. In the age of Kali, even the Brahmanas have become as fallen and degraded as the Shudras. Sudra Kalpahi. So in Kali Yuga, there is no Brahmanas. Brahmanas are not born in a Brahmana family. But Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started a system of creating Brahmanas. Society needs Brahmanas. Therefore Prabhupada started to give the second initiation to bring the devotees onto the platform of Brahminical qualifications. So the quality of a Brahmana, who is a Brahmana? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na Sochati Na Kangsati. Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhakting Labhate Param. So one who is situated in a Brahma Bhuta platform, he is a Brahmana. And what is his sign? Prasanna Atma. His Atma is completely satisfied, completely composed, not at all disturbed, not at all perturbed. Na Sochati, he doesn't lament for anything. Na Kangshati, he doesn't hanker for anything. He doesn't lament for what he lost, and he doesn't hanker for what he doesn't have. Na Sochati, Na Kangshati. And Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu. He is equipoised, equally disposed to everyone. Sarveshu Bhuteshu, all the living entities. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gobihastini Suni Chaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. So Samadarshi, the equipoise, seeing everyone in an equal light, equal vision, is like that. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane. A Brahmana, qualified Brahmana. He is learned, Vidya. Vinaya Sampanne, very humble. So these are the qualifications of a Brahmana again. He is learned, he knows the scriptures, and he is very humble. And Gobi, an elephant, and Hastini, I'm sorry, Gobi, cow, Hastini, an elephant, Suni, a dog, and Sapake, a chandala, who eats dog. Pandita Samadarshina. In his eyes, a Brahmana, Sudra, cow, elephant, dog are of the same standard. Why? Because Thabar Jangam Dakhe Na Dakhe Tar Murti Sarvatra Sphuraye Tar Ishta Deva Sphurti. He sees moving and non-moving objects. But wherever he sees, he doesn't see the form. He simply sees his worshipable Lord, the Super Soul, and the living entity as a spiritual being. All these bodies are simply an external covering, a result of his previous karma. Someone is born as a dog, someone is born as an elephant, someone is born as a cow, someone is born as a plant, someone is born as a king, someone is born as a beggar, someone is born as a woman, someone is born as a man. In his eyes, all are equal. Why? Because he is not seeing the external covering. He is seeing the spirit soul within and the super soul with him. Pandita Samadarshina. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gave many such descriptions of a person who is situated in the Brahmabhuta platform, Brahminical platform. At the end of the second chapter, he is describing, Esha Brahmi Sthiti Partha Nainang Prapo Bimujyati Sthitta Shantam Kalepi Brahma Nirvanam Richati. So that is the situation. Esha Brahmi Sthiti. One who is situated in that way. So previous verse is actually giving that sthiti. Bihaya kaman ja sarvan pumangsh charati nishpriha nirmama nirahankara sasantim adhigachati. Bihaya kaman, he has given up all desires. Ja sarvan pumangsh charati nishpriha, nishpriha, no attachment to anything. Nirmama, he doesn't consider anything to be his. Nirahankara, he is completely free from his false ego. Sa santim adhigachati. He is situ, he is the object of real peace of mind. His mind is completely peaceful. One who is in this way, completely detached and engaged in the service of the Lord. So Esha, this is the one, this is the platform. Esha Brahmi Sthiti. He's addressing Partha, Arjuna. Nainam prapo bimujjati. When one achieves that state, then he never becomes bewildered. And sthittashanta kale api. Sthittasham antakale api. Antakal means at the time of death. Being situated in this way, at the time of death, even at the time of death he is situated in that situation. Brahma nirvanam vichyati. He becomes, he achieves the spiritual perfection or spiritual destination. Nirvanam, Brahma nirvanam vichyati. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada pointed out, King Rahugana now is very awarded. That look, I have committed an offense to you, please forgive me. And Prabhupada is pointing out that one should be very, very, especially a devotee, should be very, very concerned, concerned about not committing Vaishnava Aparad. Why? Because Vaishnava Aparad destroys all one's spiritual asset. Prabhupada pointed out this Hati Mata in the purport, the mad elephant. A very beautiful garden is there with full of fruits and flowers. But when a mad elephant enters into the garden, then what happens? The entire garden is destroyed. Similarly, the spiritual situation of a devotee is like a garden. Bhakti Lata grows. Spiritual life begins with what? Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. While traveling in the universe, Brahmanda, some fortunate souls get the Bhakti Lata Bij by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. And then, by the mercy of the spiritual master, he plants the seed in the field of his heart. So the field of his heart has to be very, very fertile for the thing to grow. So then, what causes the fertility of the heart? Shraddha. When with Shraddha one receives the Bhakti Lata Bij in his heart, then the Bhakti Lata begins to grow. First it fructifies and then it grows. And the living entity, like a gardener, very, very carefully waters that plant with Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. And then the Bhakti Lata actually reaches the spiritual sky. Upojiya Bare Lata Brahmando Bhedi Jai Biraja Brahma Lok Bhedi Brahma Lok Pai. Biraja Brahma Brahmando Bhedi Brahma Lok Pai. So this Bhakti Lata penetrates through the seven coverings of the universe. Then what is beyond the coverings of the universe? Causal ocean or Viraja. And what is beyond Viraja? Brahma Jyoti, which is called Brahmalo. And then enters into Vaikuntha. It enters into Vaikuntha. But it doesn't stay in Vaikuntha, it grows even beyond Vaikuntha. Tadupari Golok Vrindavan. Tabe jai tadupari Golok Vrindavan. It reaches the Golok Vrindavan. And there it gets the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna charan kalpo brikshe kore arohan. What is the shelter of a creeper? The shelter of a creeper is a tree. A creeper grows with the shelter of with the support of the tree. So what is this? The support of this Bhakti Lata, the creeper of bhakti, Krishna's lotus feet. And there it begins to flower and fruit. Begins to grow fruits and flowers. And then comes this verse. Jodi Vaishnav Aparad Uthe Hati Mata Upare Vachinde Tar Sukhi Jai Pata. But even after reaching there, Krishna's lotus feet in Golok Vrindavan, if one commits Vaishnava Aparad, everything becomes destroyed. But if it is properly cultivated, the spiritual life is cultivated properly with the Shravanam Kirtanam in the association of devotees, then what happens? Then at the lotus feet of Krishna, getting the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, this Bhakti Lata will bear flowers and fruits. So, this fruit, what is this fruit? The fruit is Krishna Prema. So that is the goal. Therefore, one should be very, very careful to cultivate his Krishna consciousness properly and protect his Bhakti Lata so that it doesn't become destroyed by the mad elephant. The offense which is compared to a mad elephant. That's how a Vaishnava has to be always very, very humble and submissive in front of others. Especially senior Vaishnavas, those who are going to guide us in our spiritual life. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question or comments?
When Bharat Maharaj was the disciple of his father, who was Supreme Personality of God Himself, he could not liberate himself. And in the case of Jad Bharat Maharaj, he had no master, no guru. That is what I understand. But he was saved. What is your comment about this?
Guru must have had, he must have, may not have been described here, but he must have come across some saintly person. Or the other consideration is that Bharat Maharaj was remembering everything from his previous life. Jada Bharat was remembering everything from his previous life. So in that case, it may have been that he didn't have a formal spiritual master as such. But generally, for spiritual progress, one needs a spiritual master.
And all the Vaishnavas are under progress. I mean, they are under making. All the Vaishnavas are in the process of becoming perfect Vaishnava. So, one Vaishnava understands that I am already protected because I am beyond reproach. Nobody can point out a finger to me. And I can do whatever I like because nobody will offend me. If that situation is taken advantage of, then what happens? Because he may be in a position of authority, power, a senior, and then he says that I am beyond.
You may have found somebody who is thinking that he is beyond reproach, but at least I haven't come across any Vaishnava who thinks that way. If you have found, maybe you can advise him.
No, I have not found anybody.
So then why are you asking this question? If you haven't found anybody.
That is a human nature. Till we have a human nature, we may...
Anyway, I'm saying that may be a human nature, but that's not a Vaishnava nature. Any other question?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. You have enlightened us how we have to be very careful about Vaishnava. Maharaj, you said even in Bhagavad Gita, it is antakalacha mameva. You said deepest attachment, there we go. Or when we leave body, we remember Krishna. That time we'll directly go to the vertical world where Krishna is performing pastimes, or we will go again to the where Krishna is performing pastimes, we go to the mother womb, or we'll go directly to our spiritual form, to the Golok Vrindavan. What exactly?
You see, there are different possibilities. Like for example, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami is describing a journey of a living entity. He is describing how step by step he is progressing, goes beyond material nature, goes to Vaikuntha. Beyond Vaikuntha he goes to Dwarka. From Dwarka he comes back to the earth planet to go to Vrindavan. Because from Vaikuntha there is no access to Vrindavan. If even from Vaikuntha, if one has to go to Vrindavan, he has to come back to the earth planet. And in earth planet, in Vrindavan, he performed Sankirtan. And as a result of that, finally he went to Vrindavan. But sometimes Prabhupada said that a living entity, sadhaka, before achieving his final perfection, gets a birth in the planet where Krishna's pastimes is going on. In that Vrindavan, in Bhoma Vrindavan, in the family of a Brajavasi. And that's how he achieves his perfection. Prabhupada mentioned that in relation to the gopis who could not go to the rasa dance because they were locked up in their rooms. But they left their bodies to take part in Krishna's rasa dance. So Prabhupada mentioned that in this way they reach their final destination in participating in Krishna's pastimes. Yes?
Narvat Naram Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is pertaining to what exactly you have just said in this lecture, wonderful lecture. That the greatest offense a person, a Vaishnava, can do is to offend another Vaishnava. But I want to know, Maharaj, if somebody really by mistake offends another Vaishnava, then what is the rectification?
Yeah.
And Maharaj, one other question.
Okay, first let me just answer this question. You see, yes, offenses may be made, but one should go to the Vaishnava and beg forgiveness. And Vaishnava is very merciful. No matter how serious the offense is, the Vaishnava will say, no problem. Like, I didn't take any offense. It's all right. So that is a Vaishnava. Like for example, of course I could not discuss in details many other things that could have discussed in this respect. One wonderful example in this respect is Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. Durvasa committed offense at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj for no rhyme or reason. He just wanted to. He was so arrogant, so puffed up that he wanted to curse him, destroy him. But then the Sudarshan Chakra came and wanted to cut off Durvasa's head. So this is how Vaishnavas are protected by the Lord. And Durvasa, for 1 year, he was traveling all over trying to run away from that Sudarshan Chakra. He has mystic power. He could move faster, very fast. He could go all the way. He went to Lord Shiva. And finally, he went to Vishnu in Narayan, in Vaikuntha. But even then, Narayan said, look, I can't do anything to protect you. Go back to the one who you have committed offense to. If he forgives you, then only my chakra will stop, not otherwise. I can't stop my chakra. So then he goes and begs forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj. And what is Ambarish Maharaj's reaction? No problem, nothing happened. Don't worry about it. Everything is alright. Immediately forgive him. So in one hand, Vaishnava Aparadha is so dangerous. And at the same time, when we go and beg forgiveness from a Vaishnava, he is so kind, so merciful. That is the thing. That is the heart of a Vaishnava. Soft as a rose petal.
Maharaj, one more question.
Okay.
Maharaj, how severe is the effect of committing an offense in a dham?
It is. Any offense is serious. So now that you know, don't commit the offense. Okay. So here, give it to him. Hare last question.
Hindi mein bolunga main. हिंदी में बोलूंगा हिंदी में
अच्छा बोलो
महाराज जैसे जड़ भरत जो हिरण का राजा थे राजा होने के नाते वो हिरण को चिंतन किए हिरण का शरीर मिला हिरण का शरीर में उन्होंने भी कृष्ण को भगवान को चिंतन किया और उसको फिर दोबारा मानव शरीर मनुष्य शरीर प्राप्त हुआ वो भगवधाम नहीं गया यहाँ पे गजेंद्र था गजेंद्र को जो मगरमच्छ पकड़ा था वो गजेंद्र ने भी विष्णु को चिंतन किया विष्णु उनको डायरेक्ट भगवधाम भेज दिए यहाँ पे राजा भरत को फिर दोबारा जन्म मिला क्यों मिला तो उनको उधर तो वो भी चिंतन किया ये भी चिंतन किया
दोनों ये, नाम ये सवाल ये सवाल भगवान को पूछना है भगवान स्वराट हैं पूर्ण स्वतंत्र हैं भगवान क्यों करते हैं इसका जवाब हम नहीं दे सकते हैं बल्कि बात ये है कि भगवान जो कुछ करते हैं वो हमारे कल्याण के लिए करते हैं मतलब ये भक्ति पद जो जड़ भरत को मिला बहुत उच्च कोटि का है अपने वैकुंठ पार्षद से भी उच्च कोटि का ये होता है अपना पार्षद का अपना भक्तों का स्थिति और एक बात ये भी हो सकता है देखो गजेंद्र हाथी का रूप में प्रचार नहीं कर सकता था बल्कि जड़ भरत को प्रचार करने का अवसर था तो इसलिए भगवान बोला कुछ समय तुम धरती पर रहो और प्रचार करो और रहुगणा जैसा राजाओं को उद्धार करो तो इसलिए भगवान जो चाहते हैं भक्त वही करते हैं भक्त नहीं बोलते हैं कि हमको वृंदावन ले चलो नहीं तो आप कैसे भगवान हैं मैं क्यों इतना भक्ति किया भक्ति का मतलब क्या ये है भगवान के पास डिमांड करना ये देना चाहिए वो देना चाहिए भक्ति का मतलब है जो आप चाहते हैं वही आप करो मारो भी राखो भी जो इच्छा तुम्हारा भगवान को शरण लेने का मतलब है भगवान जो चाहते हैं वही होगा भगवान अगर चाहते हैं यहां रहने के लिए रहेंगे भगवान अगर चाहते हैं कि हम वहां चले जाएंगे तो जाएंगे ओके थैंक यू हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरे